I revisited one of my favorite episodes recently, Possibilities of Change.
Ooh, yes.
And in that episode, they changed their names, if you remember, to like do some ritual magic,
whatever. Yeah, yeah.
And there's a list of names for Ron to pick from that mean fiery.
Uh-huh.
And one of the names, I was like, oh yeah, that's a Ron name. Lol, got him. And it was Brant.
Yeah.
I am playing a D&D campaign with some friends of ours, and uh-huh. I rolled a kind of himbo silly uh-huh. boy.
Did you name him Brant?
I named him Brant.
Somehow that really stuck with you.
Apparently, yeah. That
really
name
lodged into your brain.
Yeah. So, fan fiction author slash you slash me from the past all incepted the name Brant into my mind.
Brant. You know we really love you. It ain't our place to judge you. You're feeling scared about it naturally. There's no point in hiding, so feel free to start confiding. If you need a good friend, you can count on me. You can count on me. You can count on me. Hello, I'm Sequoia Simone.
And I'm Kim.
And this is Fanatical Fix and Where to Find Them,
a Harry Potter fanfiction podcast.
Okay, so we have something to address.
We asked a question. Well, we ask questions every time, but we don't always.
We try to ask questions as frequently as possible because y'all are hilarious.
Yeah.
And often bring us just these fabulous nuggets from our questions. In the Valentine's Day episode, we had a question.
Mm-hmm.
Draco, in the story, Draco is singing a song. He has gone up on stage during the Valentine's.
He's climbed on stage, stolen a microphone, and says, I am here to sing a song to no one.
No one.
For no reason.
And nobody should read into the fact that I am making direct eye contact with Harry Potter the
exactly.
whole time that I'm singing the song. That is irrelevant, says Draco.
Yes.
And unfortunately... we were not told what that song
was. Yeah, it wasn't
specified. It was not specified by the fanfiction, which was, you know, which is like minorly heartbreaking. But luckily, we have you, the listeners.
So this first one is either a sweet ref or we incepted this idea into this listener's head.
Yeah.
Kendra says, I want to know what love is, which is the song that we wrote in the 100th episode that Draco was singing to Harry?
No, yeah. That Draco is... It was on the playlist, and then when we wrote the story for the 100th episode, we used only songs that already existed on the playlist, and we chose that to be the song that Draco sings in the musical that they're doing, the unspecified musical they've written, and he is sort of looking at Harry off to the side in the wings the whole time.
Yeah, so either sweet ref or... lol, we got you. One of those
exactly.
two.
Exactly. Exactly. We got another one on our, like, the Spotify, you can answer the question about the episode experience.
Right. That we're not 100% engaging with, but does exist.
Yeah. It's there. And we look at it sometimes, especially if we have asked a question directly to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
We got Your Song by Elton John, which I just think I feel like it does hit the slow dance vibe, which makes it, you know, like Hermione and Ginny doing their slow dance makes a little bit more sense. But that song I think was written about a baby.
We got a couple that are in like kind of the same vein that I think are very funny. Jeff suggested that Draco is singing I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys and just doing all the parts
all
by
the
himself.
Parts.
And I do like that image.
I love that. Tell me why ain't nothing.
You think he's like switching it up?
Yeah, I think he's tell me why ain't nothing but a mistake. Yeah, I think he's doing...
Oh, and then in the same vein as Draco is singing a song by a group of folks and doing all of the parts, we also got the suggestion that he's doing To Become One by the Spice Girls.
I really love the vibe of these suggestions.
Yeah.
And it really colors the scene, you know?
Mm.
If Draco is doing that and it's looking mm-hmm. like a little bit more than wild, like it's wild and it's a little bit more than wild, then like the uh-huh. people attending the Valentine's dance, like maybe Ginny and Hermione are like dancing together and they're having like this moment and everybody else is just sort of standing awkwardly, staring yeah. up at the stage.
Like, is he singing
uncomfortably
all the parts from a song that's done by a group of folks? Why would he do that?
Everybody's looking around awkwardly,
uh-huh.
sipping some punch, not sure what to do, not sure where to look.
In that other dance story that we did, I don't remember which one, we've done so fucking many of them, that the second slow song when Ginny and Hermione finally mac is Stairway to Heaven?
Oh, yeah!
Great. Love that.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, 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 yeah. So these are all excellent suggestions. Thank
yes.
you so much. For sending yes. those in.
I'm excited to see what we get from the last episode that we recorded, the answers to that
right.
one where we demanded the karaoke list.
The sheer amount of times that we have demanded the karaoke list on this fucking podcast.
We think a lot about karaoke for some reason.
We think a lot about karaoke because
uh-huh.
fan fiction authors of the 2000s, we're
yeah.
thinking a lot about karaoke. Okay, I guess we could do podcast now.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, it's time for predictions. Folks, get your predictions in. You can submit those via our story on Instagram. You can email them to us. You can write them on a postcard and send them to our P.O. box. Link on the website. What are our clues?
Clue number one is the title. The title of this fan fiction is Waiting for You.
Hmm. Okay. Okay.
The genre of this fan fiction is romance.
That makes sense.
And the time period of this is pretty soon after Goblet of Fire.
Okay.
Old one. A very old one.
Pretty soon after Goblet of Fire.
This fan fiction's going to turn 24 this year.
So. I didn't like that. Okay. Okay, this is difficult, but mm-hmm. I guess here we go. Prediction number one. This is going to be Ron Miney.
Okay.
Prediction number two. There will be an accidental profession of love during a fight.
Okay.
Prediction number three, Dumbledore will be up to some matchmaking shenanigans.
Okay.
All right.
You made some attempts.
I tried.
Talk about this later, but I think this is missing a genre tag.
Oh, damn. Okay.
But who knows what genre tags existed when on fanfiction.net or anything about the website at all?
That's true. Nobody knows anything.
All right. This fan fiction was sent in by a listener. So the listener who will be getting in trouble with me today is Jessica.
No, you're supposed to say that before we do predictions.
No, I'm not. I am absolutely not.
I feel like we have to institute a rule that one of the clues has to be whether or not it was submitted by Jessica. I feel like I was not properly informed. Okay, okay,
no.
Okay,
okay. No, no.
Okay.
You don't get the submitter as a clue. That's just
okay,
not how
fine.
This works.
Okay, fine.
This story opens with the regular disclaimer, but part of this disclaimer is also warning. This story is, the ship that it is, If you are not open to this ship, do not read any further.
Oh, no.
Now, if you are open to ship name redacted, read on. And then it's a smiley face, probably. It's the equal signs and an uppercase D, which, like, can be a smiley face, but also does look like a dick.
Yeah.
And then we get some tildes and asterisks and the author's name.
That feels... This is so ominous. What have you
that,
done,
okay, that
Jessica?
Disclaimer comes before pretty much every ship. Because, like, you know,
I
you
mean,
had
that's
shippers
true.
The people
that's
against true. That ship for everything, pretty much.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair.
All right, let's start waiting for you. Hermione was crying again.
Oh.
Tragic. What a way to open a story. For the second time that night, Harry sat down next to her on the love seat in their apartment in the Muggle world and wrapped an arm around her quivering shoulders.
Woo! Okay, that was a lot. That was a lot in one sentence. Is this... I'm sorry. Did you... I'm sorry.
Jessica did it!
How is it that the tables have turned in such a way that you have become the Harmony Menace? When...
We take turns wearing the Harmony Menace shirt. Hat? It's a shirt hat combo, maybe.
It's a shirt smoke.
Harmony Menace.
Wow.
Look, here's the thing. Harmony from this time period is funny, and I'm not sorry.
That is true. I do agree with you. And I would say that there is anecdotal proof that I agree with you. Okay, so this seems like post-war.
Yeah, so another thing about this story that I decided not to tell you earlier is it is a sequel to another one of the author's works.
Incredible.
And here's the thing about that other work, though. I went to look for it to be like, oh, should I just read these both together? The author took down the original one, rewrote it, because they got some pushback on, like, Harry and Hermione get together too fast at the end of it. People were mad at them.
Okay.
They took it down, rewrote it so it's slightly different, and so now the two stories don't make sense together as much. It seems like the original version Harry proposed at the end. He was like, will you marry me, Hermione?
Okay.
And the comments were like, Harry and Hermione have never gone on a date. Why would they get married? It's like, because the author said so, reviewers. Eat shit.
Reviewers, listen.
Fuck off.
If you're not okay with Harry and Hermione.
If you're not okay with Harry and Hermione getting together
then don't
for no apparent reason. Getting married without ever talking about how they feel about each other before that moment, then,
that's
you know,
fine.
Buzz off.
Get out of here. That's what this is. I am mad that the author felt that they had to go back and rewrite their story.
Yeah. Well, they also fixed some grammar and spelling, which I did in this also.
Which is often warranted. Okay, yeah. So this is a sequel to a Harry Hermione get-together fic.
Harry Hermione get together fic. They apparently got engaged at the end of that fan fiction and decided to go to the Muggle world together.
Interesting.
Like, we're going to live our lives together in the Muggle world. And they walked off into the sunset hand in hand.
Okay.
And so they've moved into the Muggle world together. They have an apartment together. And now Hermione's crying on the love seat for the second time today.
Ugh.
Hermie, don't worry. Bill. They'll come around, he said gently. Hermie.
Oh, that's one of the worst ones.
It's a bad one. It's a really bad one.
Herm is better once you add the Y on the end.
Hermy. It's an I, actually, in this fic.
Oh, Hermy. Boy.
They'll come around, Harry said gently. She sniffed indignantly. Not mature enough. Humph, the idea. We're 18 years old, she cried, her brow creasing in fury.
Yeah, so their parents do not... think they're too young to get married, And yeah. by there, I mean her parents, because his parents are famously dead.
Correct. Famously.
I mean, they are not wrong.
No.
They're not wrong.
Yes.
Though, they do lack sort of the, like, cultural awareness.
True, yeah.
Of wizarding, the wizarding world, where that's just like it. That's
how it goes.
You leave Hogwarts, you get married.
You have kids.
There are 10 wizards. You've already met all of them of marriageable age. You've met all of them. So you pick one and you marry them.
They've defeated Voldemort 2 years ago.
So clearly she's incredibly mature. Yeah. And when you're 18, your parents don't get anything. They don't get anything about who you are and what you want in your life and how it's going
to
be.
You say that.
Fine.
Let me read this next sentence to you. Maybe it's the teen in 18, Harry suggested. Nobody trusts a teenager nowadays.
Nowadays. I'd like to point out to the listeners who cannot see you that you put your hands on your hands.
Nobody trusts a teenager.
Nobody trusts a teen. And then you wiggle your shoulders up and down. Your hands and your hips. Well.
God. Mom and Dad, don't you understand? I'm 18. I'm an adult.
Nowadays.
Nowadays got me. So good. What does that mean? Harry, what the fuck are you talking about?
What do you mean nowadays?
You are a child. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Harry is younger than this fan fiction.
Oh, God. God, release me.
Hermione let out another choked hiccup and her lower lip trembled. Let's elope, Harry, she said angrily. No, Hermie, I want your parents to be at our wedding. I want it to be a happy marriage, something we won't regret. Something like fairy tales.
Wow.
Harry replied softly.
Well, his eyes twinkled. And,
he is such a hopeless romantic.
He really...
just wants everything to be perfect. He loves her so much, et cetera, et cetera.
Like, he's such a hopeless romantic, they didn't even need to date first.
Yeah, he just loves her.
He just loves her. They're going to get married. They moved in together, and it's fine. And don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Because it's like a fairy tale.
Yeah.
Why can't you just, like, be engaged for, like, another couple of years?
That's a good question.
Let your parents become accustomed.
That's a great question. Harry is uncomfortable with them living in sin, let's say. Maybe.
Incredible. Why?
It's not in the fan fiction. I'm just ascribing that to him. He's dead set they need to get married.
Wow. Okay.
And they both want to do it now. They're not interested in a long engagement, Sequoia.
Okay.
Fairy tales aren't real, though, Harry, she said harshly. My parents don't want us to be married, and that's reality. So we'll just have to go on without them.
Wow.
No, Hermione, I won't do that. We'll just have to wait for their approval. What's the hurry? Let's have some fun before we're married.
See?
Okay, you know what? I forgot that he comes around and says explicitly what you just said.
It makes sense to hang out. Let it simmer for a while.
I think it's because we didn't date first, she speculated darkly.
Oh,
the author injects having gotten some pushback on their last fan fiction.
I mean, the dating, defeating Voldemort.
Yeah, they were busy.
Trauma bonding over defeating Voldemort.
Aww. Harry nodded sadly. Maybe if we changed it. Hey, Herm?
No. Okay. Well,
there's that one.
It's better. It's better
you get
than
both.
Hermie.
So I'll
say.
Hey, Herm. Remember in third year when you had too many classes and you used that?
No.
He's like, what if we went back in time and changed the past so that we had dated in school?
This is such a bad idea.
Yeah.
This is such a bad idea.
Yeah, man.
You know who comes up with this idea?
Who?
18-year-olds who are not mature enough to get married.
Yeah. Yes. Well spotted.
Damn it.
We can't use the time device, Harry. Dumbledore destroyed it in sixth year when Malfoy was using it to change his marks in his courses. Remember?
I like that this implies a lot of things. It implies that there's just like one designated Hogwarts time device.
One communal time device.
One communal time device that's stored who knows where, that somebody could just sort of sneak in and grab to do sort of whatever they please with.
Uh-huh.
And that whatever he pleases was changing his grades. And how was it changing? Was he like going back, sneaking into an office, erasing his old grade, replacing it with a new grade?
Well, you wouldn't need a time turner to do that. Probably he was getting the answers to the tests, traveling back in time and giving himself the answers to tests. How's that?
That's good. That's actually good. That's actually a better plan than going back in time and making sure you're dating.
All right, so they can't go back in time to change the fact that they didn't date in school because Dumbledore destroyed the time turner. Oh, yeah, Harry grinned sheepishly. I forgot. How many weeks of detention did he get? Six.
Ah.
And they lapse into silence. Do you think he's more like, eh?
Yeah,
or do you think
I do.
He's like, okay.
All no, right. He's like, got him. Six got weeks. Him.
6 weeks of detention for traveling through time, for risking the very timeline, the fabric of space
fabric
and time, just to train, just to get better grades.
Well, they did risk the fabric of space and time for Hermione to take like two extra classes.
That's
so
true. They treat the timeline pretty loosey goosey, don't they?
They do.
All right, so they lapse into silence. Harry can't think of any other solutions for the problem they're having. Let's go to bed, Harry. I'm tired, Hermione complained. Harry grinned and scooped her body in his arms, led her into the bedroom. I don't know how he's carrying and leading. Don't worry
her.
Too much about
don't worry.
It.
Don't worry.
And laid her down on the bed, kissing her forehead lovingly. And we're going to get the worst nickname yet. I actually cut this nickname from lower in the story because I can only say this once with my human mouth. I hate it so much.
Okay, bring it on.
Oh God, I'm cringing so much. Here we go. Oh, Hermie Chan, I love you.
I was not ready. I feel like a little ill.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I've been in the past, read some heinous shit and told about some heinous shit on this podcast.
Uh-huh.
But that hit me.
I almost cut it because I was like, I don't think I can say this.
Okay, well, I can feel all of my skin.
It wouldn't have been authentic if I'd cut it everywhere. Yeah. I did cut it from the rest, though, because I can't say it again.
Oh. Thank you for your sacrifice.
Yeah. Oh, nickname, I love you. Even if we're not married, just being with you makes me happy.
See?
So grim. This is so...
so grim.
You know how in, like, old-timey heteronormativity... And by old-timey, I mean 20 years ago. Heteronormativity, there was, like, so much importance placed on marriage. That sucked shit, didn't it?
That was really bad. Yeah.
Even if we're not married, it's almost like our relationship's still valid.
Yeah, I mean, it might be a wild thing to say, but we could be not married and I would still value you.
Sucks, man.
Woo!
Harry, you're such a sap. Hermione laughed. Her laughter was muffled by another kiss from Harry. And there were many more that night.
Oh.
Kiss, kiss, kiss. Oh, man. The next morning. We got some tildes and asterisks in here. And it says the next morning.
Passage of time.
Voldemort has a son? Harry screamed into the phone.
Shit. Oh, yes. Yes.
So.
I love this turn. I love this turn this fan fiction is taking.
Uh-huh.
Also, I will say, Voldemort usually has a daughter.
That's true.
Even before the worst fan fiction of all time.
That's true.
Voldemort usually had a daughter and not a son, so.
It's an interesting choice.
Interesting choice.
Voldemort has a son, Harry screamed into the phone. At large? Damn. Damn! We're hearing one side of this phone conversation.
Okay, the pausing was he's receiving more information. At large?
Damn!
Damn!
Damn! Oh, I can't do that. You know, my fiance, Hermione Granger. Thanks. How long? I'll have to get back to you on that one. Okay. Okay. Bye. He turned to see Hermione's tragic face. What's happened, Harry? She was poised in the doorway, her hair ruffled, face white, and one hand clutching her bathrobe.
What is this? What is this damsel in distress?
This is Hermione thing that's Jean fucking Jane happening. Jane Granger.
Bullshit.
No, she's tragic, Sequoia. You have to understand.
Right. She's fragile.
Something that I think actually wasn't explicitly mentioned in the fanfiction that I'm going to tell you now. Her parents wouldn't allow her to get a job in the wizarding world, which is why she and Harry ended up in the muggle world.
Oh.
She was not allowed to get a wizarding job. And now, tragically, her boyfriend is being called away.
Bizarre.
Yes, it is.
Bizarre choices. Bizarre choices weird, across the board.
Weird stuff happening in here. Hermione's very passive in this. Harry sighed, then went to her and put his arms around her waist. Hermy, Voldemort has a son, Patrick.
In the whole world of names.
Uh-huh.
In the whole world of names that exist and the world of names that don't exist that you could make up.
Uh-huh.
Patrick?
Yep.
Voldemort has a son. His name's Doug.
Doug's always a funny name.
Josh. Yeah, I mean, like, what is this?
It's Patrick. He's at large.
Damn.
He's a dark wizard like his father, though not as powerful. Damn.
Yeah.
The ministry, want me to go with them to hunt for him in South Africa.
Weird.
He's in South Africa.
Bizarre. Why?
He's at large.
Sure. Okay.
He's not as powerful as Voldemort, but he is a dark wizard.
Right.
I'd be gone for 6 months, minimum. Hermione's lower lip trembled.
In the real Harry Potter universe... The ministry's calling up, and they're like, there's Patrick, he's at large. And can I speak to Hermione Granger, please?
Yeah. The ministry's like, please bring Hermione. Maybe they call Harry, and they're like, please come help us.
You can help us.
You do have to bring your friends, though.
It is.
We know you'd only imperative. Accomplish what you accomplished with their help. So... Hermione's lower lip trembled. Go, Harry. Patrick's likely looking for you anyway. Take him by surprise. And the tears flowed once more.
I just, like, it's so... just being like, Patrick is at large.
You have to stop Patrick. Exactly. Before he hurts anyone. You know, Patrick.
You know, Patrick.
I wish we'd gotten a middle name.
I know.
It's a real shame. All right, and now we get a series of extracts from Hermione's journal.
Amazing.
October 29th. It seems like Harry's been gone forever, when it's really been 1 month and 29 days.
Counting the days.
Girl. I just wish I could write to him. I'd be able to tell him I love him and I miss him. Can't write to him. He's under deep cover.
Don't know
what that means. I suppose I must make something of my life now. I have to stop feeling sorry for myself and do something. I feel like I can't breathe here.
Doesn't she have a muggle job? Is she like an accountant or something?
It seems like she hasn't bothered to get a muggle job. No.
Okay.
She got an apartment in the muggle world because her parents were like, you can't have a wizarding job for reasons.
Unspecified
reasons.
Maybe they figured out there's only 4 wizarding jobs.
Maybe. November 15th. Well, I'm proud of myself. I have been accepted at Hogwarts as the new Transfiguration teacher when Professor McGonagall retires after Christmas. The trouble is telling Mom and Dad.
Good. Go out there, get a wizarding job. Your parents can't.
One of the 4 wizarding jobs.
It's one of the 4 wizarding jobs, and your parents don't.
Can't stop you.
You can't stop you. Yeah.
Even if you're only 18.
I'm like, yeah, you go out there, you get a wizard. Don't get married, though. Maybe hold on the marriage bit.
Wait on that one. I think, you know what? Actually, she's 19 at this point. I can't believe Mom and Dad are supporting my job in the wizarding world. They wouldn't let me get a job there when I graduated. Oh, well. I'm an adult now anyway. It's my life. I can't wait till I move.
So she's going to move into Hogwarts because that's where the teachers live.
Do you think she misunderstood them and they weren't like, you can't get a wizard job? And instead they were like, come see us after you graduate for a couple months. We love you.
She was like, oh my God, I can't believe you want me to move back to the muggle world.
Uh-huh.
And then she was like, I'm going to marry Harry. And they were like, you know what? It's your life and you do what you need to do. You know, we just want to talk to you about it. And she's like, my parents won't allow me to marry you.
Yeah. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting, actually. December 11th. I saw Ron today. He was showing Lavender the Muggle World.
Wow. How do people know?
One time Ron said he wanted to see her anus. Obviously they were meant for each other, Sequoia. Thank you. That's how relationships work. Of course, she wanted to see the mall.
Jesus Christ. Lavender doesn't deserve this.
She doesn't. Lavender's gotten ever so much nicer. I really do like her now.
Except that I'm kind of ragging on her about the mall.
Yeah. Mall's cool. The mall's wizards cool. Don't really have anything like it.
Yeah.
Got a food court. Got an arcade.
Ron must have just said, oh, there's these big buildings. There's like a food court and an arcade in them. And she's like, that sounds cool. Let's go there.
Yeah.
And Hermione was like, all Lavender wants to do is see the mall.
Hermione's wilding out in this fanfiction. Everything's so melodramatic with her. She's wild. I really do like her now. Ron told me he plans to ask Lavender for her hand in marriage soon. Weird way to describe that.
We don't say that like that.
No one says that. Hermione. Sigh. She writes into her journal the word sigh.
Incredible.
Their parents will probably be pleased.
They are entrenched in wizarding culture. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. December 28th. Christmas was okay. Presents, family, food, the usual. The only thing missing was Harry.
Aww.
God, I miss him. My life is so empty without his love.
Gross.
Even with my job starting in a week, I wonder where he is now.
I hate that.
She's sad. Sequoia.
I'm sorry.
You're not being very supportive of Hermione's melodrama.
She would probably say that I don't want them to get married.
January 21st. My time as Transfiguration teacher is going along quite nicely. It takes up most of my time and keeps my mind off of Harry. There's another new teacher here, too. His name is Kevin Kane. Got another good name. Kevin.
Kev.
Hey, Kev.
Hey, Kev.
He's replacing Snape for potions. Snape finally landed Defense Against the Dark Arts after Harry left, and he's much more enjoyable because of it. Oh, how things change.
Harry was the Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher?
No. After Harry graduated, Dumbledore let Snape be the Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher.
Hilarious.
For reasons. And he's nicer now because he got the job he wanted, I guess.
Sure.
Also, there's a guy named Kevin.
Kev.
February 24th. We're going really fast now. Like once a month, we're getting a journal entry. Life is running its course. Every day is just another day. Also, we're ratcheting up the melodrama.
Every day is just another day.
It's just another day, Sequoia. Pass by so fast, it's just a blur. They all blur together. Without my love.
Oh my god.
I have a bright bunch of kids. Some are stupid.
All the kids I teach are really smart except for the stupid ones.
But there's a girl in third year that reminds me so much of myself when I was 13. Her name is Heather McVeigh. This is my last teen year. I'm 19. It's quite monotonous. But Heather has a bright future, unlike me.
What the fuck?
Hermione's stream of consciousness-ing some nonsense.
Yeah.
I'm 19. My life is over.
It's over. My future? I don't even have one.
Harry's not here. Missed out on our last teen year together.
Where we shrivel up.
How will I ever survive? March 22nd. Harry has been gone for almost half a year. I'm so dead inside. I feel like that was like a common expression at the time, wasn't it? We were also emo.
Yeah, we were all pretty emo.
Back when we were emo, I'm dead inside today. Of course, Hagrid and Professor Sprout assume my seriousness is because I've matured. I haven't told anyone I'm engaged to Harry Potter. Not even Ron and Lavender.
What?
She's keeping it a secret.
Why?
For some reason. I really don't know. There's no reason to keep it a secret.
Maybe she has to keep it a secret. Otherwise, she will become a target for Patrick.
You know what? Maybe, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All fear Patrick.
he's so dark. Why is he in South Africa? I haven't told anyone I'm engaged to Harry Potter, not even Ron or Lavender. They're going to be married next summer. Ron proposed on Valentine's Day. How romantic.
But I don't believe in romance anymore.
Love
or love,
dead.
Or the future, or youth.
Oh, man. Bowser McBowser, what is this? Jessica's note in the submission form was, I think she said, like, this has big beginning of new moon energy. It does, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does.
Yeah. My love has left. My life is over.
My life is over.
I'm dead inside.
Curl up on the forest floor and disintegrate. Yeah.
Hermione pinched her pennies, meaning she saved up.
Thank you, author.
Thank you, author.
Ooh.
Thank you, author. What is why?
Oh my god.
She never bought anything that wasn't absolutely necessary. What she did buy wasn't the best, but second rate. Everyone thought she was cheap, but she didn't care.
Everyone?
I don't know why we're getting this information.
Yeah.
Her bank account was bulging by the end of summer, during which all she did was write letters to Ron, Lavender, Ginny, Neville, and her parents and plan for another year of teaching Transfiguration.
And she's not seeing anyone. She's just writing letters to them.
Yeah, Hermione. Like, you're not... You know, there are, like, a lot of ways you can travel in the wizarding world. It's yeah, wild, like, that you're not doing that.
They're very cost-effective means of yeah. travel.
Maybe flu powder's really expensive?
I doubt.
Doesn't sound true, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yep, she's acting like she's, like...
She's just gonna curl up on the forest floor.
Yeah. Just gonna curl up. Or she's acting like she's in some kind of, like, gothic novel. Alone in her castle.
Wasting away.
Wasting away, yes. What is she doing? Her vibes are wild. She turned 20 that fall and barely noticed. Every day was the same. Teach, plan, save. Teach, plan, save. Autumn grew into winter. Christmas went by. A new year came.
It is very upsetting and sad that Harry has been, like, no communication, gone yeah. for longer than he said he was going to be gone, by double.
He said 6 months minimum, but yeah, he has been gone for a long time. He's been gone
for,
like,
a really long time.
A long time.
That does suck. I'll give her that.
She could probably be more proactive about this situation, though.
Probably.
Life couldn't be any more placid for Hermione. All her friends, or the little she had left, noticed the cold change in her. It made everyone uncomfortable around her.
Hey, bud. Hey, buddy. What if you...
These letters you're writing me are major bummers. How about we go out? Meet me in Hogsmeade. I'll come to you.
Yeah.
We can hang.
Literally anything.
She's like, no. No. I must not. I cannot spend money. I am pinching my pennies, meaning I'm saving them. Ginny's like, hey, girl.
Hey. We actually do know what pinching pennies means, but thank you.
Oh, no. March thawed into April. Hermione stared out her window dolefully one dreary Saturday night. Her head rested against the windowsill. Her hands were clasped on her lap. She was praying, as she had done every night for the past year and a half.
Dear Wizard Jesus.
Suddenly, a figure apparated into her bedroom, jolting her from her miseries. Her gray eyes widened. It was Harry.
He's back!
A year and a half.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah. Hermione, he whispered hoarsely. There was a white scar running down his thin face, and his Naturally. Lightning-shaped one had moved up to his hairline.
Why? Why? Why?
He's had a reconfiguration of scars. Because of his battles.
Ooh. Maybe if he gets... Maybe it's something about, you know, a tie between Voldemort and Patrick and Harry and a fight with Patrick. And, you know, maybe there's... No. Why?
It's migrating like a glacier. I don't know. It's a wild detail and I love it. He was bony, sunburned, and older. But it was him. Him. Harry. Oh, God! Harry! She choked out and ran into his outstretched arms. He held her shivering body against him, her breath on his neck, her tears soaking his shirt. And it was paradise. I love you, he whispered passionately. I thought of you every day. It was the only thing that kept me going. And shall my love return from the wars against Patrick? Ah, my love has returned. I love you too. You have no idea how stuffy the muggle world became and how much I suffered just because it was so boring.
The muggle world? Is she still living there?
I mean, like, I know you were, like, fighting and undercover or whatever, but, like, you don't even
understand. There's, like, a big scar. There's, like, a big scar across your face.
How boring everything was.
It must have been really hard when you got that huge scar and you're the one moved up a little bit.
You have no idea how stuffy the muggle world became. I applied for the job here to get away, but I just became more dead inside.
Oh my god. She's insufferable.
Oh,
I really don't like her. I really can't. I really cannot with her.
So funny. I missed you, but we did catch Patrick. He's in Azkaban right now. He defeated the Dark Lord Patrick.
It's funny every single time.
The Dark Lord Patrick has been defeated. He's in Azkaban right now, Harry announced. I've been afraid you may have found someone else. Never, Harry. Never. You're the only one for me. My soulmate.
Oh my god. God.
Now who's the sap, he teased.
Oh, God.
What?
Stop doing that dance. Stop doing that dance. I hate it. I hate it.
That's my I love you dance. This is what you do when you're in love.
Now. Hermione's like, yeah, of course I didn't find anyone else. I haven't spoken to anyone in a year and
I teach and I write letters. Hermione laughed, a real laugh, not the hollow, fake laugh she'd been laughing for over a year.
Ooh.
She kissed him. It felt so wonderful, tasted so sweet. She was alive again. They backed onto the bed, letting loose all the emotions that had been bottled up for too long. The lights were turned off. The sun gave way to the moon. Lips kissed, tongues touched, skin burned, and evidently, love was made that night.
Oh, oh my god.
Sequoia.
That was one of the most powerful lines of fan fiction I think that we have ever encountered here on this podcast. Holy
evidently.
Shit. Evidently? Evidently?
What is that word doing in that
evidently?
Sentence?
Evidently? I will never recover. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. And then the author says, the end, ... or is it?
Oh.
And then we get an author's note that I must read to you.
Thank you.
I simply must.
Yes.
The author says, yay, you asked for it. There's the sequel. Laughs evilly. Will Harry and Hermione ever get married? How will Ron and Lavender's wedding go? What will Mr. and Mrs. Granger think of Harry's return? What was Hermione saving up for? Any new arrivals? The author snickers. What will happen next, Sequoia? Mm-hmm. The author has nothing but questions for us. And no answers.
No answers. No answers. Wow. Yeah, that is all valid questions. I feel like, how could this fan fiction continue, though? Because, like, the heights of emotion.
Yeah, true.
It felt like a good ending to me.
It did. You know? I am left wondering what the fuck Hermione was saving up for.
The wedding.
Oh, you think?
I think the wedding. The eventual wedding.
I was thinking a house.
Oh, yes. Like a house in the countryside with a white picket fence or
something. House in the countryside and they get married and they have a family.
Exactly. New arrivals?
Yeah, that does what that does sound like what that means. I think we would have a surprise baby in the sequel if it existed.
Oh, for sure. Because
evidently love was made. And the evidence arrives 9 months later. All right, the author says there's more in here. They're like, these questions involve another sequel, right? Right?
Nice.
And they say, mwah, I'm so evil, aren't I? I didn't mean for this one to be so mushy either, but I was listening to Creed's Arms Wide Open and thinking of my BF, so ... Well, you get the idea.
I think the most evil thing this author has ever done is make me put Creed on the playlist. How fucking dare. Also, Jessica.
And then we get the typical no flames, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God.
So this fan fiction comes to us courtesy of Jessica and Jessica. Creed.
Creed. Fuck. Oh God. That song is now stuck in my head. It's right in there. It's right in there. Oh. Oh no. Now I must go. I must wither away. I cannot continue. Wow. That was incredible. I just want to point out that when we got into recording today, you were like, this one's kind of short. We might go kind of short today.
I thought we might. Stupid.
Yeah, that was a rich text. That was a rich text.
It was. When I was editing this, I was like, this could go either way. If we don't like really dig in on this, we could get done too quickly. But
yeah,
we did dig in on it. When I noticed that we were like not through the first section and we were like doing pretty good on time, I was like, oh yeah, we're gonna be fine.
Oh, this is it. Yeah,
we're fine.
I didn't get any points.
No.
I did not get any points. There was
I did want to revisit the genre tag thing. Yeah. Would you agree? Okay. Angst or drama? Which one would you say this is missing?
Ooh, angst.
Angst. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I think this is missing. This should have been romance / angst.
Because I don't know. The title was giving me such like a wholesome, hopeful vibe.
Mm-hmm.
That I was like going, my brain was going way too far down the like cutesy.
It wasn't
fluffy.
Giving you damsel trapped in a decaying gothic castle writing letters of her lost love
who died at war with Patrick. Yeah, it was
weird.
Not giving me that at all.
Weird.
So yeah, it was absolutely missing the angst tag.
Do you want, instead of a quick fic, we could take a quick peek at the prequel?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Most of the prequel is, so Harry, it's the day that they're going to graduate, and a lot of this fan fiction is like, here's some of the things that have happened to us over the years, such as the Triwizard Tournament.
Okay, flashbacks? Okay.
Uh-huh. But part of it, Hermione comes up to him in the common room as he's like reminiscing, and they're talking about like, oh, I can't believe we're graduating, and Harry looks at her. Harry didn't respond, but gave his friend the once-over. She had changed much during her years at Hogwarts, and for the better.
Yikes.
Her soft brown hair, once so bushy, was sleek and straight,
naturally,
going halfway down her back.
Of course.
Why is that always there?
Why?
Her teeth, after being turned into fangs during an encounter with Draco Malfoy during fourth year, getting a little bit of summary in here even,
yep.
were now short and bright white, the result of having dentists for parents. Her once light brown eyes had lightened and softened into a beautiful misty gray.
Ooh, gray eyes today.
Changed. Color
from love
brown
that.
To gray, as eyes are wont to do.
Especially in late teenhood.
Uh-huh. Harry loved her eyes. Hermione Granger was indeed very pretty. And her voice, once so whiny and shrill, was soft, flowing, and deep.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah, fuck off, Harry. Eat shit. Yes, she was intriguing and fun to be with, too. Harry felt a queer fluttering feeling in his heart, but he ignored it and stared back into the fire. And then they talk and stuff, and, you know, and then they graduate. And then the next day they're on the train, and, like, Hermione complains about how her parents won't let her get a wizarding job, and she does not explain why. She just, knowledge is dropped in here.
Put that out there.
Yeah, and so they go to graduate. Harry's like, I'm going to get a job, and he promises to go visit Ron and Hermione over the summer. But then instead, right before they part, Harry's like, I'll see you later. Goodbye. And Hermione's like, goodbye. Mm-hmm. Hermione's misty eyes brimmed with tears and without a word engulfed him in a tight hug. Harry, overcome with emotion like never before in his life, held her close to him. Their guard was down, their feelings bare on their sleeves. Ooh. Their lips met suddenly in a long, passionate kiss that made them both tremble with excitement. And I presume this is where, in the original version of this, Harry gets down on one knee and proposes.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
That's not what happens in the rewrite. Instead, in this, they walk off together into the Muggle world hand in hand because he decides to go with her. He's like, I'll come with you.
Okay. Okay.
And they walk off together into the sunset.
Wow. But. Wow.
It is a little sudden.
It is.
I can see how maybe there was a little bit of criticism, like, hey, these guys never talked about liking each other. Harry stared at her weirdly, and then they made out.
And then they made out, and then they're like, let's get married.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a lot.
You know what, Sequoia? I don't think that's fair. Let the author do what they want. This is great.
Oh,
man. So there you have it. There's the prequel to our sequel.
Amazing. Amazing.
Some selections from it.
Well, now it's time for the Rec Zone. Pew, 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 pew.
I've got something so fun for you all today. So this was sent to me by a listener. So thank you to MTB Hogwarts for sending me the fanfiction entitled The Pensare School of Psionics.
Oh.
Which is a fanfiction set in the far future of the Harry Potter universe, where wizards have interstellar hyperspace travel, and it's basically like they've set up like a Star Trek style empire, but like with wizard magic. It's such a cool premise, and it's like really interesting. A lot of like familiar names in there. You get like a Potter and a Zabini and things like that, and like,
wow,
just really fun and really, really interesting what they do. So like, they colonize a planet and they're setting up a school of what they call psionics on this planet, and just a really interesting one. I highly recommend reading it. It's really cool.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, a link to that story will be in the description of this episode, and it will also be on our website.
Fanaticalfix.com.
Also on our website is the story submission form. Today's story was submitted by Jessica, and we won't forget it. You too can submit stories via the story submission form on the website.
Also on our website, we have merch. On the website, there is a digital download of Yes Glitter, but there's also a link to our TeePublic, where we have a wide variety of designs, like our classic Dromance shirt, which has Drarry and Dromione and Drawn and Drinny in kind of, you know, the white text with the ampersands. So if you need something to proclaim your love of Dromance, maybe pick up something from our TeePublic.
You can also find us on social media, on Instagram, at Fanatical Fix, where you can send in those predictions.
We mentioned our email at the top, which is where we got some of those very fun songs that Draco had sung to Harry submitted to us. So if you have any thoughts along those lines or anything else, you can send those in to us via our email at fanaticalfix@gmail.com.
If you want to help out this podcast, there's a couple ways to do that. The first would be to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or a rating on Spotify or anywhere else that will receive a review of this podcast.
Another way you can help this podcast out is if you have a friend who has recently become a recluse in a drafty castle to the north and they're communicating only through bummer letters, maybe recommend this podcast to them. Maybe that'll lighten things up for them. You never know. Trick your friends. 2024.
You can also find us on Patreon, patreon.com/fanaticalfix, where there are so many bonus episodes. There's also exclusive merchandise, which you can only get by being a patron. And of course, our amazing Discord fam, which you can take part in as well.
Yeah. Thanks so much to our patrons. Their support lets us keep doing this silly stuff. And also thank you to the Whomping Willows for letting us use their song Wolf Star as our theme song. You can find that and more of their music at thewhompingwillows.bandcamp.com.
Bye.